That was writer Brandon Kimes speaking with WOOC correspondent Ellie Irons about his new book, The Eye of the Sandpiper.
Up next, H. Bosch Jr. provides us with a bonus installment of his regular Thursday segment, Education, Empowerment, and Entrepreneurship. This time, he speaks with Juan Luis Lopez, film producer, director, and editor.
Hello again, everyone. This is H. Bosch Jr. with the Triple E segment, Education, Empowerment, Entrepreneurship. Today's guest is Juan Luis Lopez Fons, Mexican film producer, director, and editor, graduate of the NYFA, been in the Capital Region for over 10 years, and he loves helping people. Why? Because he loves to help them through video. He's a phenomenal person, making a difference in the film industry. So I am blessed and I'm honored to have him on the show. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Very excited to be here.
Well, we are very excited to have you. So as I say before I start all my shows, let's make it do what it do. And when it's done, it's done. All right.
Yes.
Okay. Let's dig right in. Filmmaking, your background.
Yes. So how did this all start, right? Like, I remember having a dream of being a filmmaker when I was like maybe a teenager. But, you know, I come from a relatively whatever wealthy family in Mexico, and there's a certain path that you follow.
Oh, stop right there. You think me and Jonah can get $1,000? He said, yeah. Wealthy, right? You know, yeah. Jonah, right? We want to get some money from this.
That doesn't mean it's the same way anymore.
Relatively.
Relatively. Okay, uh-huh. Yeah. No,
well,
but
if you could relatively get us about $5,000 each, we would relatively thank you. But anyway.
You're relatively welcome.
All right.
No, but there was a certain path that you're supposed to go down, you know, on. And like for me, that path was kind of like engineering. Like I should have been an engineer and all of these things. Okay. But in the back of my mind, I always thought like, oh, I want to really be a filmmaker. That would be amazing. So right. I actually only did 2 years of college. I never finished college. Mm-hmm. And then...
Well, you had a calling and you just saw it was a niche.
Yeah, it was. And natural. Yeah, and it just, I didn't really like what I was doing with my life. And I said, you know what? What do I like to do? And I moved to New York City. Mm-hmm. And there's a program called New York Film Academy over there. And I did the 1 year filmmaking program. Loved it. Like I lived and breathed and sweat film every day.
How about that?
It's so cool. Like I did it for a whole year and I really learned
everything just came natural. Mm-hmm. You know, some things that people got to study for just came like that.
Yeah. With
you.
And also practice. And like, I think one of the cool things I love about the trade of filmmaking, it's a trade. You have to work at it and you have to practice. And the more you practice, the better you get.
Great.
So that was kind of like how I came to the States and then I eventually stayed and I've been doing this for over 13 years now.
So what is Emotivo Productions?
Yeah, Emotivo Productions.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll let you say. All right.
Sure. Emotivo Productions, like Emotivo comes from the word to emote, you know, to feel.
I like that.
Yeah, it's a production company. And what I mainly do is I create promotional video vignettes for entrepreneurs, business owners, artists, athletes. A simpler way of saying it is I create mini documentaries for people. So 2 to 3 minute documentaries about the people that I work with.
Oh, wow.
And I think it's that's a little bit more unique.
Really interesting.
Thank you. Yeah.
Unique.
I like to focus on the people. Like, it's great that you do what you do, but I'm much more interested in the person behind the product or service, not so much what you do. So I focus a lot on the person, what are their values, what is their mission, what's their vision. And that's the type of content that I like to bring out of my clients. So.
Oh, great. That sounds really interesting, different, and sounds like you definitely have a market and a niche there. So let me go to the next question. Mm-hmm. How did the idea for, you say that word.
Emotivo.
Emotivo. Right. Say that, Jonah, for me.
Emotivo.
Emotivo.
There
got
you
it.
Go.
Right.
We got it.
Yep. All right. Yeah. Gotcha. How did that idea, the idea for Emotivo?
Yeah, well, for a while I had been doing a lot of editing. I think we'll go into this a little bit later, but I had been working on documentaries and stuff like that, right. And I hadn't been actually directing and filming.
Because that's the question I wanted to ask. How did the idea Emotivo production start?
Yeah, so I was like, oh, well, I had like this itch that I wanted to direct again. So what I did is I decided that I have a few friends in the area and they're like artists and different things. And I went up to them and I told them, okay, so I'll make a promotional video for you for free. Mm-hmm. And you just give me your time and I'll just give you the video. Mm-hmm. And if you like it, then you use it. And then you help me with a video. I'm like, oh, mm-hmm. sure. Okay. So I actually got to work with six amazing artists in the area. I work with a dancer, a singer-songwriter, a jewelry maker, and a comedian, a woodworker, and a performance artist.
Okay.
And they came out surprisingly well. And I'm like, oh, I think I can actually monetize this. And that was the
Well, you spark. Haven't really worked with anybody until today. Me and Jonah, we are everything. Comedian. Well, we'll skip the dancing, all right? But, yeah.
Everything will change from today.
Comedian extraordinaire. Yeah. So what makes you unique and different from every other video production company? Because, you know, they're a dime a dozen.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think what makes me unique is the background and how much I've worked. I've worked on personal development, professional development, coaching for over 13 years now.
And that's what I do. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I am very in tune with people. Mm-hmm. I love people. I think there's a lot of work to do as people, but mm-hmm. I have managed to earn many skills in how to deal with people. So when I'm in a production with a client, the questions that I ask are very unique. They're very different. They're tailored to produce emotional response in them. I've had people that have cried while I'm working with mm-hmm. them. I have people that have cathartic like realizations because I'm much more interested about on the deeper side of things and the deeper side of people. So I think that's what makes
me different. Which leads me to my next question, Mr. Lopez. What are your values and how do those values play into your work?
I would say expression is one of the top ones. Mm-hmm. I would say kindness. I think that's very important. And I would say also wealth, both externally, mm-hmm. like to generate wealth and help people generate wealth, but also internally.
I am totally on the same page with everything you just said. Yes.
Yes.
Wealth and humility. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. I think that's really important.
Yep. And also, faith means a lot to me too. Mm-hmm. But that leads me to my next question. Mm-hmm. Who are some of the professionals you have worked with?
Yeah, well,
other than me and my, you know, engineer extraordinaire.
Sure. I mean, I mentioned earlier, for when I did that proof of concept, I actually called it Albany, my Albany. Mm-hmm. I work with, there's a gentleman called Danny Killian. He owns a wood store in Troy, actually very close to here. Mm-hmm. Greg Adela, he's a comedian in the area. I've worked with him. I don't remember. I'm sorry. I'm like blanking. But mm-hmm. like I've worked also with photographers. I've worked with credit repair specialists like Sean Moody, a friend of mine.
That name rings a bell.
I think he's also a friend of yours.
Yep, right. Very, very good friend of mine.
Yes.
Shout out to brother Sean Moody.
Yes.
Yep. This guy is the credit doctor. He can bring you from zero to 750 and having you turning a key mm-hmm. to that house. In a little more than a year, if you listen to him.
Yes, yes. Credit repair mm-hmm. specialist, right?
So then what is a special thing people don't know about you, Mr. Lopez?
I think I'm very silly. I think I have
should hang out in this joint between clips and between shows or segments.
You
haven't seen silly until you hang out with us.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it's important to be silly. I think mm-hmm. life is really beautiful and I think I have a love for life a lot and I'm very silly and very expressive. I do dumb stuff and I do funny stuff, but I just like to have a good time.
Let me tell you, my mom once said it takes less muscles to frown than it does to it takes less muscles to smile than it does to frown. So keep smiling.
That's a good
one. A sense of humor is the biggest part of me. So let me close out with this. What's your vision and goal for
Emotivo Productions.
Goodness gracious. Yeah. Emotivo Productions.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. Well, I think the vision would be I would like to be ubiquitous in the capital region, you know, meaning I would like for every person to know my name. Not necessarily that I can work with everyone because I know that may be physically impossible, mm-hmm. but at least I'd like people to know like, hey, there's this guy out there that can help me make an amazing promotional video for myself, but with a different twist.
Okay.
I would like for them to call me and to work with me and I want to work with them.
Which leads me to my last question.
Mm-hmm.
How do people reach you? Well, close it out. Yes. Let them know.
Certainly, right? You can. I'm on Facebook, in Emotivo Productions. That's an area where you can find me. You can also find me on LinkedIn under my name, Juan Luis López Fons.
Say that again slow.
Juan Luis López Fons.
Okay.
There you go. And finally, you can also go onto my website, emotivoproductions.com. And then on the far right of the website, there's a contact link. So you can certainly send me an email there.
Okay.
And then we can work together. Great.
Spell what I can't pronounce.
Emotivo Productions. It's EMOTIVO Productions.
Okay.
.com or emotivoproductions@gmail.com.
Oh, great. Well, listen, Mr. López, it was a pleasure having you in for an interview. I know more about the film than I knew before the interview, and I feel extremely educated and blessed. So thank you again, sir, for stopping by and blessing us with your presence.
You're very welcome, and thank you for the invitation.
Okay. Until next time, folks, it's about the triple E's, education, empowerment, entrepreneurship. And remember this, don't hear about making a difference. You need to be about making a difference. This is Inez Bosch's baby boy, H. Bosch Jr., doing what I'm made to believe.
That was H. Bosch Jr. speaking with filmmaker Juan Luis López.